Act 2 opens with Scarpia alone in his apartments in the Farnese Palace. This is astonishingly good real estate for a policeman, but Scarpia is not just any policeman. He is from Naples, another fact Puccini leaves out, and has come to Rome recently by special order of the King and Queen. His assignment is to ferret out pro-French elements and eliminate them. Scarpia is still having a Tosca daydream, but now that he is at home, it has taken on a distinctly more violent tone.
A più forte sapore, la conquista violenta, quel bellissimo consenso, io di sospiri e di notti ginosi, almeno una ripoca ma pago, non so trarre accordi di chitarra, l'occhio di pesce tu mar come tortora. La cosa bravata perseguo, me ne sazio e via la gente.
Scarpia doesn't mince words. He plans to use Cavaradossi to blackmail Tosca into having sex with him. But he is not doing this because Tosca would never love him for himself. He explains that he is doing it because he prefers force to consent. Scarpia's henchman Spoletta returns with bad news. He followed Cavaradossi to his villa, but Angelotti was not there. Frustrated, Scarpia is on the point of ordering Spoletta's execution when the subordinate saves himself by producing Cavaradossi, whom he arrested just in case. This is the scene I excerpted at the beginning of the commentary. While Tosca and the chorus perform their offstage cantata, Scarpia pumps Cavaradossi for information. The painter denies everything, even when threatened with torture. So Scarpia does more than threaten. In front of Tosca, Scarpia orders his jailers to take the prisoner away and apply the usual methods to get him to talk. Scarpia is definitely reminiscent of Captain Renault from Casablanca, but without Claude Rains' impish charm.
Dove dunque Angelotti? Non lo so! Per l'ultima volta, dove? Non so! Tratti di corda.
Eccola!
Mario, tu qui!
Di quanto la vedesti taci, uccidi!
Mario Cavaradossi! Al testimone il giudice v'aspetta!
Ria le forme ordinarie! Indi, ai miei cenni.
With Cavaradossi out of the room, Scarpia turns to Tosca. Changing to his most courteous tone, Scarpia suggests they talk like good friends. Scarpia wants Tosca to admit that she saw Angelotti at the villa, but she insists there was no one there when she arrived. Scarpia orders his men to torture Cavaradossi. Moaning from the pain, Cavaradossi warns Tosca not to cooperate. But the diva eventually breaks down and tells Scarpia where to find Angelotti.
Oh!
It's a powerful scene, made more shocking by Spoletta muttering words from the Dies Irae of the Catholic Requiem in the background. When the judge takes his seat and all hidden deeds are brought to light, nothing shall go unavenged. Scarpia himself has quite a flair for the dramatic. He orders Cavaradossi released into Tosca's arms. The painter's first question to Tosca is whether she admitted anything. Scarpia waits until after Tosca has lied to Cavaradossi to pointedly order Spoletta to arrest Angelotti nel Pozzo del Giardino, in the well in the garden of Cavaradossi's villa. Cavaradossi vents his rage over Tosca's betrayal until he's interrupted by a messenger who brings news that the French have, in fact, been victorious at Marengo. Overjoyed, Cavaradossi sings out in triumph.
Del giardino va Spoletta! Hai tradito! Maledetto!
Eccellenza, quali nuove?
Che vuol dire quell'aria fritta?
Un messaggio di sconfitta!
Che sconfitta? Come? Dove?
A Marengo!
Tartaruga!
Alla parte vincitore!
Veloce!
No, veloce è in fuga!
Cavaradossi has hopelessly compromised himself with this outburst, and Scarpia orders him taken off to prison. You might well expect Scarpia to be furious, but he's not like that. No sooner has all the excitement quieted down than he turns back to Tosca and asks in his most charming manner if there is not a way for them to save Cavaradossi. Tosca's not fooled by Scarpia's good manners. How much? She asks. Scarpia laughs the question off, admitting that from beautiful women he wants something besides money. Tosca is disgusted, but Scarpia warns her that if she doesn't buy her lover's freedom, the queen is going to condemn him to death. Scarpia's manners have been deteriorating. Italian grammar includes both a formal and an informal second person. Voi is the formal form of you, while tu is the familiar. Up until now, Scarpia has always addressed Tosca with the formal voi. But now that he's laid out his plan to blackmail her into letting herself be raped, he slips into the familiar too. She is in his power. Tosca tries to make sense of her situation in the showpiece aria of the opera, Visi d'Arte. This recording was made in 1965 in connection with a run of performances at the Royal Opera House in London. Callas ended her career with this run, and you can hear both the vocal problems that were plaguing her and the lifetime of artistry that she brought to the role.
Thank you.
Before Tosca can give her answer, Spoletta returns with the news that Angelotti has killed himself rather than be taken alive. Spoletta made good time. He's been gone less than 5 minutes, and we know from Sardou that Cavaradossi's villa is clear on the other side of town. Eben, Scarpia instructs Spoletta, lo si appenda morto alle forche. Fine, then go hang his lifeless corpse on the gallows. Most audiences pass over this as a bit of operatic histrionics. At least it doesn't get laughs like Azucena's line from Trovatore, stomp on me, drink my blood. But Scarpia is not being histrionic at all. His own life may well depend on how faithfully these instructions are carried out. Puccini has jettisoned the Queen of Naples from the opera, but in this case it's a pity, because we never learn that Scarpia is not only a criminal, he's a repeat offender. Think about it. Angelotti has a beautiful sister who loves him very much, the Marchesa Attavanti. He's kept in jail for 9 months, and then shortly after Scarpia comes to town, he miraculously escapes. It takes the police some time to discover Angelotti is missing, and when they do, they fire a cannon, which gives the fugitive time to hide. Sounds suspicious? Sardou's Queen of Naples certainly thinks so. At the cantata, she flat out tells her number one enforcer that if any more political prisoners with beautiful acquaintances escape, she's going to want to know why. By hanging Angelotti's body up publicly, Scarpia puts to rest any suspicions about the escape. Tosca agrees to Scarpia's terms, on the condition that he get both her and Cavaradossi out of Rome afterwards. But Scarpia responds, non posso far grazia aperta. I can't release him publicly. Instead, he proposes the crazy scheme to stage a mock execution by firing squad. Again, it's easy to chalk this solution up to the melodrama of opera, and again, the real reason is that there is an even more sinister figure standing invisible behind Scarpia. Tosca doesn't trust Scarpia, so she requires that he give the instructions for the mock execution in front of her. This Scarpia does, adding that we'll do this as we did with Count Palmieri. Count Palmieri, it ultimately turns out, was a double cross. The poor Count actually got shot, just as Cavaradossi will in the third act. Spoletta knows this, but Tosca doesn't. Considering that Scarpia was ready to have Spoletta hanged when he couldn't produce Angelotti, one would guess that people don't get old working for Scarpia. So for Spoletta to have the shared history with his boss for this stratagem to work, Scarpia must have pulled the trick recently. He's a busy boy. Fortunately, that's about to come to a stop. Scarpia writes the safe conducts out, but when he turns to embrace Tosca, the fiery soprano stabs him to death with a knife taken from his own dinner table. Tosca may be a hothead, but like almost all of Puccini's heroines, she's deeply religious. When she visited Cavaradossi in the church in Act I, she brought flowers for the Madonna. In the same act, Cavaradossi explains to Angelotti that his real reason for not trusting Tosca to keep a secret is that as a good Catholic, she tells her father confessor everything. The act ends with Tosca placing candles around her victim's head in penance for the mortal sin she's just committed.